delicate grip and the feel of Chance's soft lips and hot breath up against her ear started to make Amanda aroused. Chance could only feel the tension melting away as she gradually began to relax. While he loosened his grip, her arms dropped to her sides like she was holding onto heavy weights. Amanda gradually turned around to face Chance. She looked him dead in the eye and then dropped to the floor. Chapter 2. Lena. At 19 years old, I felt as though I was one of the most laid-back, caring teenagers anyone could know. No one ever bothered to get to know me, but they sure didn't think twice about judging me. Most people always looked at me like I was just some prissy, stuck-up blonde bitch, but that couldn't have been further from the truth. My dad, Joe, my mom, Rita, and I lived in a colonial-style home that was set back from the main road, Kelsey Avenue, behind some tall brush. Our house isn't big at all, but it was big enough for the three of us. I had no siblings, at least that I was aware of. A big red barn sits next to our house that held our three horses, two cows, and 10 chickens. Growing up, it was my job to brush the horses, milk the cows, and gather the eggs. The milk and eggs were our main source of food and income back then. Now I work at Frederick's, the local grocery store. In high school, they always asked what you wanted to be when you grew up, and I never had an answer to that. As a matter of fact, I still don't. For the time being, I'll just continue working at Frederick's and see where life takes me. My mom passed away when I was 16. I took it bad. Because I didn't have any siblings, she was first and foremost my mom, but she was also my best friend and confidant. Very few people can say that. My mom fell ill when I was 11 years old. Taking care of her was my main priority, which is in part why I didn't and still don't have many friends. I'm not blaming my mom by any means. It was my choice to take care of her, and I would have done anything for her. She was by far the best mom in the whole world. Most kids got together and played outside when they got out of school. Not me. While my dad was at work, I'd come straight home to be with and take care of my mom. Every day after school was the same for me. I'd try to get my mom to eat whatever little bit of food she could in an effort to try to keep her strength up for the next round of chemo treatments. When I said my mom was ill, I meant very ill, unfortunately with cancer. Ovarian cancer, also known as the silent killer. Every night before bed, my mom and I'd watch movies together, and then we'd sing and pray together. I'd read her part of a book before we both turned in for the night. Taking care of my mom was like having a full-time job. The sorrow I felt inside was eating away at me, but I still woke up and went about my day with a smile on my face. If my dad wasn't out working hard all day every day, I knowed he'd have helped my mom in any way that he could, but unfortunately, somebody had to pay the bills. That was until the dreadful day I came home from school and my dad was on the porch sitting in the white wicker rocking chair, which was a wedding gift from my grandparents, with tears streaming down his face. I'll never forget what he said to me that day. "Lena, honey, the Lord came and took your mama today. It was her time, and now she's up in heaven." I could tell my dad was trying very hard to keep his composure for me. I remember standing there for a minute or two before dropping my school bag and running over to him and just wrapping my arms around him as tightly as I could and letting the tears pour out. I had known that day was coming, but you can never really prepare yourself for the day it actually happens, and then someone you love is gone forever. It wasn't until I met him, at my mother's wake of all places. He helped me pick up the broken pieces of my heart that were currently shattered. He, too, had lost his mom. Chapter 3. Chance. "Amanda?" Chance said in an unsure, shaky manner. "Amanda, this isn't funny!" Chance pressed on in a stern voice. He reached down to touch